Intro to Pranayama. Pranayamas are breathing exercises developed by the ancient yogis for purification, mental focus, rejuvenation, and healing. Prana translates into life force energy, and yama translates into control or mastery of. Prana, life force energy, flows through the body through the nadis, the energy channels, to every part of the body. There are three main nadis that are important in pranayama: the Sushumna, Ida, and Pingala. The Sushumna is the main channel that travels from the bottom of the spine to the crown of the head. The Ida and Pingala nadis start at the base of the spine and crisscross each other as they travel to the nose, with the Ida exiting the left nostril and the Pingala exiting the right. At the intersections of the Ida and Pingala nadis are the chakras. The chakras are the seven main energy centers of the body. They are described as whirling disks of light, and each chakra radiates a specific color and energy. We make and take in prana from the air we breathe, the food we eat, the water we drink, and some is taken in from the soles of the feet and through the crown of the head. The easiest and fastest way to increase the prana in the body is to change our breathing to affect the quality and quantity of air taken into the lungs. Prana is also absorbed in the nose by the connection of the Ida and Pingala nadis. Pranayama is used to control, cultivate, and change the prana in the body. A change in the prana will affect the whole body, first energetically, then psychologically, mentally, and last physically. Advanced pranayama is used to cleanse the impurities and obstructions in the Ida and Pingala nadis, and eventually unblock the Sushumna nadi, allowing the Kundalini prana to flow freely through this nadi, and thus through all seven chakras. Pranayama is done in a seated position, either Indian style cross-legged on the floor, or seated Japanese style with the hips on the heels. The spine is long and straight, and the chest is open with the shoulders down and back. The breath is slow and deep through the nose down into the belly, unless directed otherwise. The first thing to master in pranayama is the exhalation, which should be slow and smooth. Once the exhalation is mastered, then the inhalation is worked on, smoothing it out, making it long and slow. Retention should not be attempted until you have obtained a smooth, gentle inhalation and exhalation. The eyes are closed during pranayama, and if comfortable, looking upwards at the sixth chakra, the third eye, the point between the eyebrows. Pranayama should only be practiced for short periods at first, 10 to 30 breaths per pranayama, and eventually building up to longer periods of practice, 30 to 50 breaths or longer per pranayama. The pranayamas should be practiced in the order that they are on the CD. Once you are familiar with the pranayamas, you should practice no more than 3 different pranayamas per session. If you feel dizzy, lightheaded, winded, or gasping for air, stop the pranayama and take slow, relaxed, normal breaths until you have recovered. Do not strain your body while practicing pranayama. When you feel fatigue, stop and rest. After practicing pranayama, lie down to rest in Shavasana, relaxation pose.